In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. There are two ways of entering the sheepfold, the right way and the wrong way. The wrong way is over a fence, like a thief and a robber to steal, kill, and destroy. The right way is through the shepherd's gate, opened for the shepherd by the watchman, who knows that only the good shepherd and his pastors come to the sheep through the shepherd's gate. As Jesus says, the man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. Wherever the sheep are gathered around Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, there is the church, something for us to contemplate on this Pentecost Tuesday. Luther puts it plainly, a 7-year-old child knows what the church is, namely, holy believers and sheep who hear the voice of their shepherd. Now you came to chapel this morning to hear the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and to be fed by him with holy food. You know how important it is to hear the word of the shepherd, for there are many words out there today from people Jesus calls thieves and robbers. They want to steal away your salvation, snatch it out of your hands by deception or fraud. They have one message, and it's always the same, even though it comes in two different voices. The verse voice is from the world, and it goes like this. You don't really need the Good Shepherd. You can do it on your own. You have the resources to venture outside of the sheepfold and survive and be productive. Take control of your lives. You're capable. You can do it. The second voice comes from within the church, and it is more subtle and devastating. It goes like this. You need Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He wants you to enter his sheepfold, but you're not trying hard enough to enter. You're not praying hard enough. Your faith is not strong enough because you keep on sinning and becoming distracted. You must do better. You must work harder. You must discover that basic goodness in you. And when you do, you will see Jesus reaching out his hand to you. And all you need to do is reach out to him and accept his loving embrace. And when you finally surrender to Jesus, he will bless you with all kinds of things. And you will know that you are his sheep because you will be happy and prosperous and surrounded by tangible signs of his blessing. Now, I don't know about you, but I fall for these voices all the time. But then I am reminded by my pastor who I am. I am a dumb sheep, and sheep need a shepherd. Remember Jesus' parable about the lost sheep? The sheep is lost in the wilderness. Sheep can survive for a while, but when they recognize that they are alone, they become paralyzed with fear. When the shepherd finds the lost sheep, it is huddled, incapable of movement. No matter what the shepherd does, the sheep will not move. The shepherd must pick up the sheep and carry it back to the village on his shoulders, rejoicing as he goes. And what gives joy to the shepherd is the restoration of the sheep. But in order to restore the sheep, the shepherd must bear the burden of carrying that sheep back to the sheepfold. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. To lay down one's life is the ultimate act of restoration. The Good Shepherd bears the burden of our sins. Without shouldering the weight of the entire creation's fallenness by the Good Shepherd, there would be no restoration, no salvation, no hope. The Good Shepherd must lay down his life for the sheep, and he must do it on a cross that becomes the focus of a world made new. The shepherd does it all. Restoration brings joy to the shepherd and to the community when the shepherd returns with the sheep that was lost. That is what the Good Shepherd is all about, calling sinners to repentance, calling sinners to hear his voice and follow it. Christ calls each of you by name, and the name he calls you is Christian, the name he placed upon you when he washed you in the waters of your baptism. That is when you entered the shepherd's gate on the shepherd's shoulders. The sheep who pass through the gate pass through on his shoulders, entering a pasture where the shepherd will feed them with the food that enables them to live life to the full. For the Good Shepherd came so that you might have life and have it abundantly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.